Action Park Media.
Oh, by the way, I brought you a pair of skates. Thanks for reminding me.
Roller or ice?
They're a pair of skates.
What size?
I don't know.
Sean, can you get him a stick?
Yeah,
I can.
That's all I need.
His stick is sad.
You don't want to. You don't want
a guy that scores.
I'll take skates, and I appreciate
what
the,
size are your feet?
I'm a 10.5.
You look like an 8.
Okay. I mean, does that have anything to do with
can
anything?
You hit me with
like
the,
it's,
can you
it's
hit,
like the worst chirp ever, bro.
Can you hit me with the little hands?
Oh, man, that's amazing. What is,
oh,
what is
the,
that?
The Trump little hands.
They said I have little hands. I don't. My hands are big. Listen.
Get a mic check here. 1 2 1 2. Episode 32.
Quick Shift Pod.
At Quick Shift Pod. Steve Stumpy Thomas.
Johnny Quick. Quick Lightning.
Claude Lemieux.
Johnny Quick.
A lot of solid guys have worn the 32.
Yeah.
None as solid as Johnny Quick.
Steve Stumpy Thomas, Toronto Stumpy. Boy. shit kicked me. You can definitely find the clip of this.
Okay.
Good fight, but he shit kicked me. It was one of those fights where, like, man strength, right? Just man strength, just beat, just wins always, don't you think?
Look, I'm not gonna lie, I'm fucking exhausted.
You tired?
I'm banged up today. Yeah, I'm not. I'm just tired from
No, you had a full shift with Kennedy.
Yeah.
Scotty slept in till 11:45. Then he went for a walk with his girlfriend and her dog to get a coffee.
And also never responded to us in that.
And then sort of left us hanging, came in, wet hair. 2:30.
I took a shower before I came.
2:30 in the afternoon, wet hair. I had 3 showers by 2:30 today.
It's a waste of water out here in California.
Yeah, water is expensive. Mm-hmm. The night they drove old Dixie down. And the people were singing. They went, not a la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
What?
He threw me off. It's the night they drove old Dixie down, the band, just in honor of Florida going in there and really, just really putting their stake in the ground, boy.
You don't know that one, Kev?
The night they drove old Dixie down.
By the way, sadly, I probably would know it if I heard it, but this is not here.
I love the band. The Wait's one of my favorite songs.
I also love the band.
Yeah.
A couple Wookiees.
It's nice to bond with you over something.
Music?
A couple Wookiees.
Anything.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. We have a lot of differences.
You know?
Yeah.
So you pulled it together. I said, obviously, we have two important games to talk about because this just in, the Vegas Golden Knights just won Game 2 in overtime.
Yeah.
I made a reference about Jack Eichel's pass to Marchessault to tie the game with 2 minutes left as being the best pass of the playoffs so far.
Yeah, I countered.
And you said...
I think Reinhardt's pass to Tkachuk was a dandy.
Last night?
Yeah.
The overtime winner?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well,
pretty good pass, pretty big goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what you would call a taparoony for Tkachuk.
Exactly. The pass,
back walk-offs?
Let me tell you something. The pass Eichel made, okay, it dwarfs the Reinhardt pass. It's not even in comparison. You haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
But I think you have to factor in the size of the goal. It's got to count. That's got to add on to the pass.
Well, a tying goal with 2 minutes left to force overtime.
A walk-off.
And then your team won.
Yeah, but back-to-back, your second walk-off in 2 days in overtime.
Right, but we're
stealing two on the road and then going home, I think that's pretty big.
But we're talking about the pass, not necessarily the goal.
You have to consider the moment as well.
I guess I'll consider the fact that the Florida Panthers are the real deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any question at this point. Bob Stellar. This guy just made some saves that, you know, this is a tough arena to play in. I will say this.
Carolina?
Yeah, their fans are serious. Like, they really, listen, they love sports. So they're hockey fans now, and they go hard. It's a tough building to play in.
It seems like nothing that tests the Florida Panthers rattles the cage whatsoever.
No.
They're down 3-1 to Boston. They come back and win. They go in, utterly destroy Toronto. They score in the first minute here. And they're not sweating at all.
You know, it's a good point because they went down 1-0 in this game, and that was the shift right after. Stahl comes down the ice and he rings one off the crossbar.
Ooh.
you know, you're right, Scotty. They don't get phased. They just, you know they have a certain amount of time that they get to play with, and they're going to get it done.
Yeah.
This Forsland, like 42, picked off up off waivers, I believe. You know, a shame on, I don't want to bring it back to Kyle Dubas, but I will. And I will say this, I've put some thought into this. If the new general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs does not trade Marner and Matthews to Chicago for the number one pick, then he shouldn't have the job.
Would Chicago do that?
Would you?
I guess, yeah.
100%. Could you imagine Matthews, Marner, Bedard?
Yeah, well, that's why... No. Bedard goes the other way, Scotty.
Oh, to Toronto?
Yes. Yeah. You would trade Austin Matthews. This is what I would do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a wow.
Yeah.
Not many people think about it because you have to be on the upper echelon of that hockey IQ. Yeah,
and also, Matthews is still such a young guy, right? So is Marner, right? These guys are what? How old is Matthews?
He's young enough to turn it around and become a dominant player that wins a few Stanley Cups.
For the sake of argument, though, I would much rather roll with Bedard and see what he's got as opposed to Matthew and Marner's, who clearly haven't gotten it done together.
Okay, so are you arguing or are you saying you wouldn't do the deal?
I would not do the deal.
Okay.
I would keep Bedard.
Is Bedard a...
Premier blue chip talent, but does
Bedard have the same expectancy? How does Matthews' career expectancy stack up to Bedard when he came into the league? I'm sorry, I stumbled through them.
It's okay. We got you.
You understand
space.
The question?
I understand the question.
I didn't even think you stumbled through.
What I would say, there was a stumble. I mean, he's had a long day. He's at the fucking fun zone at 6 a.m. Okay, in Pomona. Listen, the upside on Connor Bedard is...
Who knows, because he hasn't played yet.
Well, no. At this point, we're talking about a blue chip like a Crosby. We're talking about a McDavid type player. That's what we're dealing with here. And I think that the trade could be justified by both sides, but I think Toronto just needs to, you got to start this thing over, all right? Because, and here's where I'll bring it back. I'm watching these two teams, the freewheeling, the hitting. The Toronto Maple Leafs would have got absolutely manhandled
physically
by either of these teams, yes. Right. Just speed, pace, you know, big-time players playing big-time games, goaltending. Like, they're so far away, okay? Which just brings me back again. Now I'm angry at Toronto Maple Leaf fans again that they actually believed. This goal?
That's pretty sweet.
I mean,
for a big man like that, Kev?
Barkov.
Yep.
You like his game?
Had dinner with him when he was hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Your tentacles stretch far.
That was actually a coincidence, but I did have dinner with him and Tkachuk. And the other point I wanted to make was, which is why when they were struggling, it's like I always felt like a bunch of their guys were hurt. I think I might be right about that.
People also forget that last year the Florida Panthers were the president's.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't really feel like they're a true 8 seed. But here's my question: if it ended right now, who would win the Conn Smythe, Tkachuk or Bobrovsky?
Oh, that's a tough
question, right?
It's like Mike Richter or it's like Brian Leetch or Stefan Minto.
Right.
I mean, I, you know, you score two overtime goals in a Stanley Cup win in playoffs, you're cemented as a legend.
Right. I think the NHL goes Tkachuk. He's more of the personality of the team.
Well, yeah, but don't
Justin Williams wasn't the personality of the team when he won the Conn Smythe in 2014.
Right, don't bank on the NHL making a choice because the guy's a personality.
No.
I would say
No, not this that pass, Justin Williams doesn't have a personality.
By the way, that save, that pass, that was a premier event.
Just seeing the two of these. That, you know, again, this is a 1-1 game.
Ooh, what a move.
It's a 1-1 game. Like, Bobrovsky has quite literally closed the door.
Yeah.
And Anderson got benched, Scotty. We were wrong,
right?
No, but here's what
Freddie.
I listened.
What do
to,
you think,
brother Wayne?
Yeah,
number 99. Is I guess you know. I guess they like to play the multi goalie system.
Yeah, they've been doing the tandem system
Working the tandem system. So maybe that's just how
Rob the Bod came right out and he said that it wasn't even a question. Freddie Anderson essentially played two games. They go Ranta.
Right.
No one questions the tandem system.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly it worked out. The guy only gave up two goals.
Yep.
Okay. So do you go back to Ranta?
No.
Oh, I would guess Freddie Anderson gets that next 100%. Start, but what do I know?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But I like the commitment to the tandem system throughout the playoffs, if it's working.
Well, I don't even think it was a tandem thing. I think he just logged so many minutes the two nights before that they had to go Raanta just out of a injury safety precaution.
when the Isles went to the Eastern Conference Finals, they rode the tandem system pretty hard in the playoffs.
Let me tell you something, guys. Okay, these are storylines. These are narratives that are created so that people, I guess like us, have things to speak of, okay? You don't go a tandem system. If you've got a hot goalie, like Bobrovsky played, okay?
I was just going to say, I guess guys, my argument is invalid.
Raanta was beating the Islanders, and they put Freddie Anderson in to finish it off, and then they go back to Raanta. They're playing a tandem goalie system. Okay.
Maybe so. That could be the case.
But it's just a narrative.
It is a narrative because Bob's doing fine, all right? You don't rest a hot Dominic Hasek in a mid-playoff
run. Right.
I think that's different.
You just go, guys. You go.
I mean, the system's not for everybody.
Okay, so you're saying neither of these are premier guys.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Carolina's choosing to play the tandem goalie system. Yeah. Dominic Hasek's maybe the best or one of the best to ever do it.
Right, because he's a clear-cut number one.
Number one where he's probably not asking. He's probably saying, I'm playing.
Right. So
I do not need rest.
So you would... You would concede that Carolina doesn't have a true number one goalie. And I guess I would say to that, can you actually win the Stanley Cup without a true number one goalie?
Ooh.
Oh. The better pass? Okay, let's talk about this.
Yep.
What do you think?
I'm saying that in the moment, you have to look at that pass to win. Go up 2-0. Now you're going home up 2. So you steal that last one. That's a big pass. I mean, I'm gonna go with
Kev. You made a comment to me earlier. Why isn't Bob in on the whole? We're leaving. Let's get out of here.
How great would it be? I think it's time, Tkachuk. Especially now that Tkachuk needs to go to, because what I see is some of the guys who are the old school guys are just trained to go right to the goalie after closing the door like that.
It's like bowing to your sensei.
Tkachuk has to go get. He's got to go get Bobrovsky on board for the walk-off.
It's on the opposite end of the ring.
But if he made a dart for that dressing room with Tkachuk and everybody does it would be the sickest walk-off.
That would be a great statement.
It'd be great. He's got to sign Bobrovsky up for that.
I guess the good news is that Chucky's not that crazy where he said, hey, Bob, tonight when I get the OT winner, make sure you're following me down the tunnel.
But he'll just say, hey, you know, right.
Fair enough.
Say, hey, look, Bobby. The only thing we're missing is you beelining to that,
just taking
that
it.
Locker room.
I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong here. I feel like the forwards a little bit are like, let's go to Tkachuk, and the defensemen are like, we're going to Bob.
Oh, no. I would say that the forwards, if anyone, I mean, because forwards are going to your goalie.
The goalie? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But you know, everyone, listen, here's the good news with this whole thing is that this isn't a bit. It's a bit that has originated out of the necessity of the dog. He wasn't doing this as a bit.
Right.
We got to get on the plane in 10. Let's get out of here and get home and close this thing out.
I think yes and no.
He literally said to the bus.
Yes, to the bus in 10.
Yeah.
Which we all know is impossible.
I don't even have to play hockey to know that's literally impossible.
I mean, if Stevie...
Guys are getting treatments and shit. Ain't nobody on the bus in 10, bro.
Okay, maybe he exaggerated a little
bit.
10
point.
Is 30.
I think it's all part of the bit, bro.
But 10 means 30 and not, you know, an hour and 20.
That's like, we took care of business. Let's go home now.
Let's get out of here.
But it's really more about the walk-off.
Let's get out
it's
of
way
Dodge.
More walk-off heavy as opposed to a time frame.
It's also magical. It's also magical because what he's saying is, our work's not done. Our work has just started.
Right.
But let's get back so we have time to prepare.
Let's go home.
Yep. Back to Florida.
To the great state of Florida.
Back to Florida. And Sean, you're a big ether guy. The ether is chugging on all cylinders. Did you guys see this?
What, Coop?
I'm not going to ask you a hockey question. I just want to know, is Dad in the building?
No, he's been having his feet up in Florida for like what seems like a week now.
Is he interviewing for the Leafs job?
He's like an older version of Johnny Drama.
Victory!
Probably at my house right now, just I won't leave.
What a beautiful thought, though. You know,
crazy.
Big Walt laying on his son's couch. He probably squeezes the couch and goes, nice couch.
You know?
Wait, who? Who's his dad?
He's talking about his dad, Keith Kachuk.
Oh, what'd you say, Walt?
Well, that's what they called. They called him Walt.
I was going to say, am I crazy?
No, that was
really
his nickname.
Okay.
So you got Walt laying on the couch in Florida. He's got his feet up. He's drinking his son's beer.
Thinking, maybe I, with my little motivational speech, helped this happen in some small part.
Ooh, and
big time.
And I deserve this nice couch.
Big time.
I motivated these guys.
I
got these guys going.
Yeah.
I got these guys going. And I had to take shots at my kid in the public eye, and I'm bearing the fruits.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The fruits of my labor. Hey, Big Walt, kick your feet up.
Keith.
What do you think?
Keith, it's your couch.
It's your couch.
He knows it. Keith knows.
He loves it.
Matthew knows whose couch it is.
Yeah.
What do you think Brady's thinking?
I'm sure he's over the moon thrilled for his brother. And if he's
100%,
it's a serious problem.
Yeah. But I'm sure he's got the chip on his shoulder now too.
I'm sure Brady's got a little chip on his shoulder.
Brady wants to compete, but I don't think that Brady is elated for his brother. I would imagine.
No ill will at all.
But less than ill will, positive will.
You think so?
Cut to that shot of Peyton Manning when Eli was beating the. That was real, bro. Yeah. They're brothers.
And then just to go ether even a little bit more, Doug Allen, creator of Entourage, sent me this clip.
Big shots. You got to hit big shots in this game.
We're second cousins. Both of our dads played. Whenever they're in town, they come visit. We're hanging out outside. Everybody's out by the pool. It's like a scene from Entourage whenever we have family in town.
There's always someone here, too.
Oh, so yeah. It's
every
great.
Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Tkachuk, confirmed Entourage guy.
Confirmed Entourage
and
guy.
Maybe even a quick shift guy.
I wish I would have known. I could have maybe helped the Islanders make a play at him.
Yeah. And we got a bunch of jerseys in the back of the office here. I would love to get a Tkachuk jersey up after all.
This is the new thing.
I guess this is the new thing.
He's walking aloft on it.
All right, that's a wrap.
By the way, that's what everybody was yelling and screaming about. We came in and we're here. All right. Well, we'll catch you. We covered everything.
We did. Sunday episode 32.
Quick shift.